Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Latest odds on where LeBron's going to go. Guess who what one website has as the favorite?
The Rockets.
Yes. Cavs are plus 200, Rockets plus 275. On Oddshark, Rockets are plus 250, Cavaliers are plus 450. I have no idea what he's going to do, and I damn sure wouldn't bet any money on it.
Is Philadelphia listed on there?
Plus 800, yes.
That interests me.
I think it's kind of cool that Houston actually gets mentioned. ESPN also ranked all 32 of the quarterbacks, which they do all the time. They rank how solid your team is at the position. 23, Houston. Here's what it says about the Texans. Watson was a league rattlingly brilliant during the brief portion of the 2017 season. Backup-wise, it wouldn't be too surprising to see the Texans bring back free agent Tom Savage.
Oh, no.
Though he comes with his own issues. He
Does
sucks.
That mean like he's not very good at sport?
Does say, if nothing else, there are high hopes for the future, and that future could start very soon if Watson's recovery is quick.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, I don't know, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. Lots of good stuff. Just had Lance Erline and talked to all kinds of sports with Lance. So go check out podcastarena.com and you can hear it all.
That's the best place to go.
It is. You can also also want to welcome in our SportsMap 94.1
listeners.
What up, Matt? Hope you guys are having a great day. And if you can, you know, if there's some things that if you can't hear us really well on 97.5, just switch over to 94.1. You can listen there. And, yeah, this is a short segment, so I don't know if I should save my gym of the day or try to squeeze it in here or just kind of follow up a little bit. But what do you think? Well, we've been awful sportsy today, too. I want to throw some.
I've got some additional non-sports stuff, so maybe we should hold the gym of the day for next segment.
Okay.
And then I've got some stuff that can be added to the gym of the day.
Okay. So I'll throw a little. We'll throw a little sports here for the couple minutes that we have.
Okay.
And then we'll switch it up when we come back. The apparently the new number for the NFL salary cap, $179 million.
What's that up from?
$168 last year.
Okay.
So that's another player. It's another offensive lineman for the Texans. Speculation was it was going to be around the mid-170s, but $178 gives you a little more room. And, you know, pay your players a little more. It's basically what your quarterback price keeps going up to. So, that's good news because especially for a team like we were talking about the Falcons being up against it and, you know, that'll help them a little bit. Maybe they can keep one guy they were going to have to cut.
Right.
But, also gives your free agents like the Texans, you know, teams would have to get free agents, some room to play with. And, you know, you can afford to make a mistake in free agency if you have a little extra room there. So. We'll see how it plays out. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
I
definitely get non-sports when we come back.
I lied to you. I made a basketball play during the last break.
Yeah?
I played Duke minus -5.
Did you?
Yeah. We'll see how it goes.
Well, you didn't lie to me. You just didn't mention it.
Well, when you asked me at the beginning of the show if I had any basketball plays tonight, and I said no.
Yeah,
and then I saw Duke's starting lineup, and I was like, "God, they're really big. It's gonna be tough to get inside that zone."
That's okay. You can. It's okay to change your mind.
Okay.
So, all right, quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Answer that.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. I'm letting go, cause I can't take this anymore. Since you broke my heart in two. live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Again, I know I said we were going to be non-sportsy, but this is kind of non-sportsy since it's golf. Did you see that Justin Thomas got a guy kicked out because he was rooting against him?
No.
Apparently, a spectator had been yelling for Thomas's ball to get in the bunker, and not long after previously telling Thomas they hoped he would hit it into the water. He'd clearly had enough, and moments after his tee shot on the 16th, he said, "Enjoy your day, buddy, you're gone," and had him kicked out.
How's that happen? You get like the players can just say, "Hey, I want him out of here."
Apparently, he says, "I don't want to kick someone out just to kick them out. It's just it's so inappropriate. We're out here trying to win a golf tournament. I would have done it if he'd said it to Luke, just like Rory did it to that guy that said something to me at LA. Just because you're standing behind those ropes doesn't mean that you can. I don't care how much I dislike somebody. I'm never going to wish that kind of stuff upon them. I felt it was inappropriate, so he had to go home."
Lame.
Ooh, does that like strike you as Mr. Entitlement? Like, don't say anything bad about me.
Yeah.
That's why, dude, if I'm golf, you need to make it more fun while Tiger's not good.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm against that. All right. Now let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Zadok Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I've got a couple. One is just kind of a good news story for people like us. In case you get to the Las Vegas airport and you still have pot left over, they've got pot disposal boxes for you now.
Really?
Yeah. I'm not going to dispose it. I'm going to
ingest it.
Ingest it. Yes.
You know what I've started to do lately, and it's definitely illegal, but like when I go to Oregon or Washington or wherever that you can legally buy pot, I just put it in my checked bag. And I figure by the way, I did this last time. The TSA went through it, and they left my pot alone. Now, mind you, it's all edibles.
Right.
But it's marked edibles. I'm leaving them, I left my gummies in the proper container. What I did with, I had a bunch of mints.
Yeah.
So I bought an Altoids thing.
And put them in there.
Yeah,
I have a friend, what he does is he'll buy regular gummies and then just mix the weed gummies in with them.
Yeah.
So I don't do that. I ingest them while I'm there, and then I ingest my own when I get home.
Yeah, I like to bring some home with me. So, because I've discovered that the pot there is way better than here.
Depends on where you're getting it.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure you can get good here, but I don't think you can get, like, Portland good here.
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
Yeah, you can. You just got to be willing to spend a little money.
Okay.
That's all. But that's all I'm going to say about it. I'm just going to leave it at that. But yes, you can. All right, here's your actual gem. A 64-year-old Florida woman is facing criminal charges for allegedly beating her boyfriend. According to an arrest report, Gail Tindall, who looks like a Florida woman if you saw a picture of her, last week discovered her boyfriend watching porn and pleasuring himself.
As one morning. They tend to do.
Yeah. In the couple's Fort Pierce residence. Tindall and the man then argued for a bit before the victim headed to work. Upon the man's return home, Tindall, who was still reportedly upset, allegedly grabbed his arm, digging her nails into his right forearm and scratching him. The victim declined medical treatment. Tindall was arrested on a battery charge and booked in county jail. $250 bond. Who gets that PO'd over a guy watching porn?
Well, her.
And she's 64 years old. Woman, if you were taking care of your business, he wouldn't be doing that. It doesn't say how old he was, but I'm guessing he's up there.
Well, listen, everybody's got different needs.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, if I look in that picture of her, I'd be on Pornhub too. Well, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok jeweler gem of the day.
All right, you said you had several, so.
Yeah, I had a scary McDonald's story in Cleveland. Let's say you're the late night manager at McDonald's.
Boy, my life went to hell in a hurry, didn't it?
It's gone downhill.
I was doing so well.
And let's say
you want fries with that, sir?
Let's say for some reason you decide that it's a good idea to shoot at your customers in the drive-through line. It's hard to put yourself in that situation where you think that's acceptable, right?
Well, I don't know. They might have had it coming. They might have been rude to me. They might have booed me and hoped my ball went into the bunker.
Here's how it went down. 52-year-old Mark Fort is not thrilled about he's not thrilled about being a McDonald's manager, probably. And he's doing his job, though. He's fighting through. Well, he handed a car of three women, he handed them a smoothie. And as they were driving away, a woman in the back seat threw a cup of water on him. And
well, that would make me want to shoot her.
Well, that's exactly what he did. No one was injured. He fired two shots. Police found a bullet hole near one of the car's taillights. But, yeah, he took that water splash in pretty seriously. Authorities say Fort and another employee denied knowing anything about a shooting. It's still up in the air.
So they may have already had that bullet hole and lied.
It's possible.
Not likely, but possible.
It's possible. You know. So I guess I shouldn't just assume that guy shot at her because he's a McDonald's manager in Cleveland. Maybe
she's lying.
Maybe that's unfair of me.
You know, sometimes they lie, AJ.
Sometimes they do lie. And I got to tell you, there's bad elevator etiquette, and then there's this. Let's say you thought it was a good idea to urinate all over the elevator buttons.
Oh, no. God, I hate elevator urination stories.
Here's where he made a mistake, though. A, he chose an elevator that had security cameras. B, he chose to urinate on the buttons before he got to his destination floor. So he shorted out the elevator, got stuck in the elevator.
Now you get what you deserve there.
You kind of do.
You chose poorly.
I got to tell you, the spray is impressive. I mean, he's able to. There's 12 buttons on one side and 11 on the other, and it's two rows straight up. And he's able to hit from the top button down. And the bottom button is about penis level. So he's got a good spray to get up there to the top tier.
I'm just going to say, you know where that usually comes from? Being really drunk.
It could be.
And having a very full bladder.
It could be. This was in China.
China, the new Florida.
It might be. But it says his parents will have to pay for the damages. He tried to deny doing any wrong. And his parents came to his defense and said it would be impossible to pee that high. But then the video camera showed up and they said, well, your son's got a knack for peeing really high. So congratulations. You get to buy us a new elevator.
God, elevators aren't cheap.
No, I would guess not.
I don't know elevator math, but I know it's a lot of money for somebody to pee on them.
Pee all over Otis.
I don't get people. I don't. So, 713-780.
Oh, by the way, they brought out the Szechuan sauce at McDonald's, so you can go and grab you some Szechuan sauce.
I've heard that.
All because of Rick and Morty.
Yeah.
It's pretty awesome. All right. Very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
Answer. answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
This music's so good, dude.
Yeah.
I love it.
I like this. Good job. 713-780-ESPN, if you want to get in. Take some calls. Trying to find something here in Culture Map, and I'm not having any luck with it.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So,
are you saying that it's easier to navigate Sports Map than Culture Map?
It's not either. I was looking for a photo to go with the story that David Gow wrote that I remember very specifically, but I can't find it.
So I've got good news and bad news today.
Okay.
What do you want first, the good news or the bad news?
I always want the bad news first so that I get all depressed. And then
okay. The Marlins beat the Astros 11-0.
Oh, dear.
Now you want the good news?
Sure.
The Astros beat the Mets 8-7.
Well, isn't the good news that
it's spring training, so it doesn't count.
Nobody cares.
Right.
Nobody cares.
Nobody cares. But that's what happened, in case you were wondering.
Okay. Now we know.
And now you know the rest of the story.
Good day.
Let me see. I'm always curious how they split up the split squad. You know what? Martez was pitching in the Marlins game, and everyone's been jocking that dude like he was about to be a breakout superstar. 1 1/3, 3 hits, 3 runs, 1 earned, 1 walk. He threw 15 pitches and was gone. Looks like the worst day was for Will Harris, who had 1/3 of an inning of duty, and it was duty. It was 3 earned runs in 1/3 of an inning. And James Hoyt wasn't much better. He had a little more than 1/3 of an inning. He pitched 1 2/3 innings, but he gave up 4 runs. So 81 and 21 are the respective ERAs for Will Harris and James Hoyt now. But, again, there's good news with the bad, and the what I like to call in the split squad department, the A team, they rolled today. They when I say rolled, they won 8-7, which was they eked it out.
Yeah, that was a squad with Verlander, Altuve, Springer, Correa.
They're a significantly better squad.
Just a little better.
I don't know why they, like, you would think they'd sort of divvy it up where you got a little bit of good on both squads. But they do it like junior high basketball, like you got an A team and a B team. And A team got their win today, which is really what matters, right, Fred? That's all you
got. Oh, yeah. I'm
Justin Verlander was an unstoppable force.
Yeah.
2 innings, 4 strikeouts, no hits. He threw 15 pitches. You know how many were strikes? 14. That's domination, Holmes. That's Cy Youngery.
You know, maybe you should be doing that post-game show on...
Is that overreaction?
On Root Sports.
Well, maybe so.
What is it? It's not Root Sports anymore. It's AT&T Sportsnet, right?
They change that station every year. I have no idea.
Right? Isn't that right,
John?
I don't know what it's called.
I don't want to be on pace guy, but Justin Verlander on pace for...
A 5-0 spring training?
Yeah.
He's on pace to throw 5 balls.
All season
long.
All of
spring training. I mean, and maybe 30 balls all the season. But either way, that's pretty good. You're not going to walk many guys if you do that. Will Harris on pace for 30 runs per game. Not good. But that's why he's on the B team.
So, I think we might all answer this differently, but...
Purple.
The Acorns, which is a micro-investing app, they did their 2017 Money Matters report. They compiled data from more than 3,000 Americans on a range of topics, including financial literacy, investment habits, savings goal, debt management, blah, blah, blah. They find that of the Americans polled, over half save $50 or more each month, and 37% report they already invest. The best question they ask, what would you be willing to give up for $1,000?
My virginity.
It's a little late for that.
I mean,
man, you're pricey.
I mean, my other virginity, Fred.
Oh, no, just really? For $1,000? Dude, you're cheap.
Yeah, man, no kidding.
Listen, man, got to make a buck.
Somebody started GoFundMe.
Times are hard. I lost it all in the Bitcoin crash.
we can raise that kind of money, but
what would I do for $1,000?
75% of the people surveyed said,
does it give you like multiple choice?
Well, they just, yeah, but here's some of the things that people gave were willing to give up. 75% are like, say they'll go without internet for a week or coffee for a year.
Just for $1,000?
Yeah.
You can't go without internet for a week if you have a real job.
Right.
And only like for $1,000.
If you're a fisherman, maybe.
Yeah.
But.
The 75% said they'd pass on the final season of Game of Thrones for $1,000.
I would do that.
For $1,000?
Yeah.
Now, can you watch it ever or?
Nope.
No.
Hmm.
I don't care. I don't care enough. I mean, I'll hear about it from people. I'll hear who's on the Iron Throne. But as crappy as last season was, you give me a grand, I'll sit out this season.
I my price a little higher.
Yeah, mine too.
Okay, well, you guys also thought last season was better than I
no,
thought.
No, I didn't. I thought last season was bad, but I've already invested seven seasons of my life now.
Yeah, true.
This ain't like Walking Dead where I was smart enough to eject after four. Yeah,
my stupid ass watched Walking Dead last night. They started up again. Carl died, though. Oh, spoiler alert. Carl died.
Didn't that happen last year?
Well, he got bit last year. Last night, he actually kicked the bucket.
And I was talking to Michael on Comicast, by the way. If you want to go listen to Comicast, go to iTunes and search Comicast. But he's still on the Walking Dead train, too, like you, AJ. And he said the entire episode...
Under protest he is?
Sort of. He's kind of watching it because he's invested, like you. And it took... He got bit last... mid-season finale.
Yeah.
And he didn't die until the end of the mid-season premiere.
Yeah, and they were like...
stupid.
They were giving him a bunch of medicine and stuff. I was like, dude, I mean, just let Coral go. Let him... They were giving him medicine and water. It's like he's about to be a zombie. You're strengthening the zombie. Stop it.
Yeah, I'm putting a bullet in him. Once you're bit, you're gone.
I mean, I understand, like, Rick is his dad and he wants to, like, get some last time with him, you know, because he's a dad. But he's still a
zombie. How many episodes did he hang on?
I mean, just the one.
Oh.
He's done now.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
It's funny because... One of the stories on USAtoday.com today, why I'm done with The Walking Dead. So I'm breaking up with The Walking Dead, and it's long overdue. And the whole thing's about I've held on, and it just gets worse and worse. And yeah, I almost watched last night just because I wanted to see if I'd been missing anything. And I said, no, I'm going to wait and see what I read about it. I'm not missing a damn thing.
Don't do that to yourself.
No, that'd be like smoking a cigarette now.
Yeah, it's
there's
not,
just no point.
It's not a good show, you know, but once you've watched for such a long time, you just feel like you're stuck. It sucks, man.
But
it sucks.
To give up Game of Thrones, the last season of Game of Thrones, it needs to be $10,000 for me.
$10,000?
Yep.
Yeah, I'll do that.
You wouldn't do it for a grand?
No.
No.
Dude, you guys don't value money enough.
Hmm.
I mean, it's a TV show.
Yeah, but 6 years, investing 6 years for $1,000.
Like Fred.
Essentially 7 years.
Quit Walking Dead for free.
$1,000 is not... to me, it's got to be something that takes away the enjoyment of the show.
But if it's
like a bet. You have to make a bet that you feel it. I'm not $1,000. I'm gonna blow that.
You can't even buy a laptop now even buy a damn phone with $1,000.
I don't care.
No.
What can you buy with watching? How many episodes is it? Six.
Six or seven.
Yeah,
I forget.
Six episodes. Yeah, I'll watch for a grand. I'll take that.
See, you always go too cheap. That's your problem.
It's my hourly rate.
Well,
What are we, we're talking maybe 8 hours of television. You're going to give me over $100 an hour, $150 an hour. All right. I'll take that.
I won't. It's just like the when I used to have my buyout price for me to leave the air. Mine was always higher than yours. You aim too low.
No. I'm trying to get action.
You're
you
also
don't want action. You didn't want to get off the air.
No, I would have been okay with it if somebody had paid me $2 million.
And plus, you also would sell your virginity for only $1,000.
Well, yeah. I was being sarcastic.
No, I just think you're cheap. That's all.
Maybe so.
I think you need to start thinking like a rich. If you're going to be a rich, you need to think
I'm
like
not
a rich.
Listen, how do you think Lance Zierlein and Charlie Polillo are here? Because of me.
Stop.
They split up my money. Uh-huh. And we brought them in because I'm a team player. Uh-huh. Unlike you.
Yeah. I could just see that you said, oh, yeah.
You're trying to
make sure you give half
place.
My salary to Charlie Polillo.
That's what I said. I said, I'll do it. If that's what you need me to do, Mr. Gal, I'll do it for you.
You guys
weren't in the room when the negotiations were going on. You don't know. That's exactly how it went.
Stop lying to the people. You're just lying to the people now.
That's not the
you're,
case.
You're trying to make yourself look like a poor.
No, I'm trying to make myself look like a generous team player, which I am.
Mm. Okay. Yeah.
And I'm poor because of it.
Right.
But Jesus was poor. He was rich in other things, Fred.
Stop.
Magical powers and frankincense.
And myrrh. Don't forget the myrrh.
I don't have any myrrh, though.
Uh-huh.
No myrrh.
Do you have any frankincense?
None.
You could buy some with that $1,000 you're going to get.
Where would I buy myrrh?
I don't know.
Then don't just tell me I can. You don't know the going
at
rate.
The supermarket.
That was the worst. That was awful.
I know it was.
Shame
on you.
That was pretty good.
Oh.
On our way out.
It would be a miracle.
Shame.
On our way out, we got to do what?
On our way out, per Mike D'Antoni, Ryan Anderson, very questionable. Clint Capella out. Eric Gordon out. Brandon Wright out.
Ooh. I might want to go Utah.
Well, it's only the number's short.
Yeah. Hey, can I mention something real quick before we go to break?
Is it another myrrh joke?
No.
Because I would murder you.
Oh, my God. I'm turning my mic off.
No, I was just going to say tomorrow, right? Or is it Wednesday that soccer matters?
Tomorrow, because the Aggies play on Wednesday.
Okay. What time do the Aggies play? Are we out early?
No. The pregame's at 7.
That's too bad. Soccer matters live at the Gorgeous Gale. 5555 Morningside in West U, 7 to 9 on Tuesday. Live guests at the Gale include Houston Dynamo players Albert, I believe it's Elis, the Panther. Is that right?
It's not, yes.
Yeah. See, I know my soccer. Dylan Remick, Houston Dash head coach Vera Powell, journalist, former players, Dynamo TV broadcast team, with Eddie Robinson, all ahead of the Dynamo opener versus Atlanta this coming weekend. The voice of Houston soccer, Glenn Davis. The Gorgeous Gale tomorrow. So if you're looking for something to do tomorrow night on a Tuesday, Gorgeous Gale. Quick break. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
To call into the HR&P listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
All right, guys, got to tell you about the $150 challenge from BillAdvisor.com. It's simple. Every customer who signs up for our platinum package is guaranteed $150. It sounds great, right? If the customer doesn't save $150, BillAdvisor is going to return every penny that you've paid, and they're going to give you a $50 Amazon gift card. You just got to provide 3 bills to qualify, and it's simple as that. And that $150 challenge, you know you're overpaying for your monthly recurring bills, TV, internet, cell phone, auto and home insurance, energy. You sign up for those services, you got a great new customer rate, and then you sat on it, and you forgot about it, and you just got used to paying what you were paying, and now you realize that your neighbor Larry, he signed up for it yesterday, and he got a better rate than what you were getting. And that's not right. Larry's he's brand new here. You've been around with this same guy for 2 years, 3 years. They work directly with every service provider in the nation. You don't have to give up your channels, your speed, your data, your coverage. You just pay less money. That's what it's all about. The savings, they're legit. Average Bill Advisor customer is saving over $830 per year. Hundreds have saved over $1,000. Lance Zierlein saved almost $2,000. Guys, it's guaranteed money in your pocket. If you don't save at least $150, you're going to get every penny back and a $50 Amazon gift card. You're guaranteed to win. No risk. Take the challenge. Start saving right now. Text the word BILLS, that's B-I-L-L-S, to 313131, or sign up online at BillAdvisor.com. One more time, text BILLS right now to 313131. Or BillAdvisor.com and click on Start Saving and start saving now.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Your favorite teams, events, writers. A.J. Hoffman's college basketball recap is on there. We didn't get a chance to talk about that today, but we'll hit it tomorrow. Quick question before we get to the dumbass report. How much am I allowed to edit David Gall's copy?
I mean, your management.
Yeah, but he's the guy whose name's on all our checks.
He's your boss still, even though you're management, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I would just leave it as it is.
You think so?
Yeah, unless it's going to make him look bad.
No, no, I'm going to make him look good.
Yeah, you want him to look good. So I would just spin it to where it's as much his as possible, but if there's anything in there that needs to be edited, that's okay. Yeah, you do that.
All right. Well, he's got a story that'll be up in the morning.
Okay.
Actually, it'll be up tonight. I'm gonna put it up tonight. It's a it's about big month at Gal.
Okay.
So it's pretty good, actually.
Oh, so it is sort of about how great I am.
Yeah, it kind of is
in a way.
Yeah, yeah.
And you.
Well, and you know what? For
and,
once,
I mean, Jong, he's missed most of this year, but I feel like he was a small part of that too.
I tend to agree.
But small part, not as big a part as us.
You know, usually whenever we run stories about what's going on around here, it's always John and Lance, right?
Right. John and Lance, they're the big heroes, and blah, blah,
there's
blah.
Always a photo of John and Lance.
They were working together in 1974 when the radio was invented.
Well, let me just say there might be a photo of us in this one.
What?
Mm-hmm. Just maybe.
Nude?
No.
Swimsuit?
No. It's in, actually...
Winter wear?
Kind of dressed semi-nice, actually.
Is it the one with where AJ has a gigantic head?
He's always got a gigantic head.
Oh.
No, I'm looking at the one from the Sports Map launch party.
Oh, okay.
That was pretty good. So, that's what I think I'm going to use.
Okay.
But we'll see. All right, do your dumbass report.
All right, let's start with Florida Man. What if I told you there was a murder in Florida and the investigation into the murder has proven that this murder involved a skillet, an amputated hand, and Walmart bags on a head?
That's pretty awesome.
Yeah. Well, I mean, murder's bad always. This is for Christopher Taylor, who's 30. Who lives with Christina Sluss, who's 36, in an apartment above his 21-year-old brother Gary Taylor's apartment. Now they're all in the Polk County Jail. Sluss and Gary, each on charges of tampering with physical evidence and being an accessory after the fact. According to the arrest report, the mystery ended with the trio in jail when a citrus company worker found Douglas Bowling's body in a grove. Six Walmart bags were covering his head. On that head, the medical examiner found seven L-shaped lacerations, five on top of his head, one on his forehead, one on his left eye. His right hand had been cut off at the wrist, but the medical examiner determined that was after he was dead. Bowling had been on probation for fraud since December after renting an LG 4K TV and making a fraction of the payments. The report says investigators noticed a bike behind his building, and he suddenly vanished. John, why didn't you tell me before that I had no time to do a real dumbass report?
I said we had 4 minutes before we started.
I didn't hear you. Sorry. That's on me. I wouldn't have
Well,
ask my question.
I don't have time to tell the rest of this story. And I had other stories that were better than this. This was the leadoff hitter.
Well, you know what? We'll use them tomorrow. We can do that. Just won't be a dumbass report.
Bullcorn.
All right. We'll do it again tomorrow. Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.